welcome to the Earl Baum Center's Limitless Holiday Newsletter, Holiday 2019, transforming the lives of people with sight loss. Together, we can build a safety net. As we go to press, many of our friends and neighbors are being affected by the fires, evacuations, and power outages. They are in our thoughts and in our hearts, especially those who've lost their homes. We are grateful for all the first responders who are helping to keep us safe. Here at Earl Baum Center, we are also concerned about the hundreds of people in our community who are blind or visually impaired. During the horrific fires in 2017, our community stepped up to the plate to help those in need. We helped out with emergency supplies and counseling, and we are stepping up again. In times of crisis, any kind of impairment or disability adds its own set of challenges. People who are blind or visually impaired depend on others for transportation. They depend on accessible devices, technology, and equipment. Some are older adults or have health or physical challenges as an addition to vision loss. It is important that everyone gets the help they need and that no one is left behind. We'd like everyone to know that EBC is offering counseling services for local residents who are blind or visually impaired and their families affected by this emergency situation. Please help us spread the word. We are calling each of our clients personally to ensure they are all right. We are a valued resource for first responders and other professionals, and we are partnering with suppliers and organizations that want to help people who are blind or visually impaired during this crisis. In addition to having to close our doors for a week when we were without power, several of our staff and board members were evacuated and lost power and gas. We are grateful that no one lost their home or loved ones. Together, we can build a stronger, more resilient safety net. Thank you for helping us with your support. Earl Baum Center staff. This article has a photograph of Michael Marquardt. Michael is a member of the Moraga-Arinda Fire Department, and he helped fight the Kincade Fire using drones. He's also a friend and supporter of EBC, and there's a great picture of him standing with a couple of burros and a little baby, too. He likes animals. Next page, message from the CEO. It's Thanksgiving season, and we're thankful for so much here at the Earl Baum Center. We especially appreciate your loyal support. Thanks for helping us spread the word about our services and our programs. You're doing a great job because we had a 40% increase in the number of attendees for our 20th anniversary event. We made a lot of new friends. It was a beautiful blue sky day. Our thanks to Herlinda Herras, Steve Jackson, KSRO Radio, Hobie Wedler, our vendors, volunteers, and everyone who made the day a success. Another community event this fall gave us an incredible opportunity to help shape tomorrow's leaders. We were honored to facilitate Scouts BSA Redwood Empire Council's 100th anniversary camporee. More than 300 scouts, counselors, and family members camped on our grounds. The theme was disability awareness. Boys and girls had the opportunity to walk our labyrinth under blindfold, explore Braille, and ride tandem bicycles. They also learned about EBC's programs and volunteer opportunities. We have welcomed all scouts and their families to return to volunteer as tandem cycling pilots. Budding Eagle Scouts develop community projects that demonstrate leadership, commitment, and dependability. EBC has been the beneficiary of three projects this summer: a new shed to house tools for our volunteer gardeners, beautiful landscaping around our sun patio and recreation area, and a senior-friendly wheelchair walker accessible pathway from our parking lot to our buildings. We enjoy partnering with these young leaders. We believe they will be lifelong ambassadors for EBC. Community partnerships like these help people of all ages recognize that we are, quote, all in this together. It is a beautiful continuation of Earl Baum's original dream. Each of us has a role to play in creating a better quality of life for those in our community. Here's some notes about Earl Baum. Earl Baum was resilient. When he realized he was not going to be able to become a journalist, he found new purpose by taking care of his family's farm and his blind sisters. He was creative, finding different ways to do things, such as stringing up baling wire so he could get around more easily. He lived life to the fullest, writing songs, going to dances, and being part of the community. And he left a legacy. making it possible for people who are blind or visually impaired to have the tools, training, and opportunity to improve their quality of life. What part of Earl's story resonates with you? I am Earl because, like Earl, I love connecting with people. And I, too, have found a home in EBC that allows me to embrace my vision loss and live my life to the fullest. I am grateful to Earl for his vision, and I'm grateful to you for your continued support. Happy Thanksgiving from your friends at EBC. Bob Sonnenberg, CEO. Our next story, Why I Give, Eli Sanchez. I remember hearing the story of Earl Baum as a kid, Eli Sanchez said. He lost his vision at 16 and became a farmer. His story resonated with me because my parents and grandparents farmed too. It was something I understood. Blindness is something Eli understands. He lost his vision when he was 8 months old. His connection to EBC continues to grow. When Eli was a teenager, he brought his first computer to EBC. Jeff Harrington, EBC's director of technology, equipped it with JAWS screen reading software, and Eli learned how to use the keyboard commands in a single day. Eli helped his Santa Rosa Junior College classmates with their assistive technology needs. I began writing guides, he said. I got interested in creating voiceover key commands to make a music software program accessible. 4 years ago, when Neil McKenzie, an assistive technology specialist for the Sonoma County Office of Education, started the EBC Hangout Night for children with sight loss and their friends and families, Eli found a friend and mentor. We collaborated to make games and programs accessible, he said. One day, Neil said to me, "You've been volunteering and writing guides for free for a while. Why don't you get certified to work in this field?" So I did. Soon after, EBC offered Eli a position as a technology instructor. His work is challenging and fulfilling. If Google Chrome or Firefox makes changes, we have to figure out how we're going to teach it to our clients, he said. And Eli makes sure that we do. In addition to working and volunteering with the technology group, Eli finds other ways to give to EBC. He's concerned about older adults who are adjusting to vision loss. If an older adult has a stroke and loses their vision, their medical and physical therapy bills will be covered by insurance and Medicare, he said, but they'll have to pay out of pocket to get training and the skills they need to adapt to vision loss, and that's hard for many seniors. Eli puts all of his talents to good use. I used to do manual labor. When we needed a concrete slab poured for EBC's 20th anniversary event, I volunteered. We were able to set up a big tent on it. Earl Baum's story resonates personally with Eli. I am Earl because I believe in being adaptive. Earl used a bathtub to feed his cows. That cracks me up, but it worked. I've taken car engines apart and put them back together. You have to commit to finding a way to make something work. It doesn't have to be pretty, as long as it gets you the result you want. We close this article out with a picture of Farhad and Eli standing together. Our next story, the start of a new chapter in life. Bruce and Ed Barwick at a Napa High School football game. Father and son are sitting there enjoying the show. When vision loss strikes, the Earl Baum Center is there, helping older adults throughout the North Bay region find new ways to retain their quality of life. Just ask Napa resident Ed Barwick. Ed retired after 41 years in the auto business and 40 years as a stadium announcer for the Napa High football team. He values his connections to friends and community. His Rotary Club just surprised him with a party to celebrate his 93rd birthday. He's been a member for 70 years. Recently, health issues are having a serious impact on Ed's quality of life. He survived a brain tumor, and after the Gamma Knife operation, his vision started to deteriorate. Ed's son, Bruce, searched online for services that could help his father. He found EBC's website and called. The low-vision optometrist assured me that she would work in concert with Dad's eye doctor in Napa, and that was comforting, Bruce said. My dad has always been a voracious reader, and it is important to him, Bruce said. EBC offered a variety of possible solutions. Because Ed's vision loss is progressing, reading glasses soon became unusable. Ed tried using a desktop video magnifier, but he found the new technology too challenging. EBC set him up with the California State Library System. Now he gets books on tape, the types of books he likes to read, Bruce said. It's a great system, and it's free for him. He can take out 4 books at a time. Bruce has a new appreciation for what his father is experiencing. I think a lot of people are good at hiding the extent of their vision loss, so those around them don't really understand how it affects them, he said. Sometimes the roadmap is set. You can't change it. You just have to adapt. I appreciate everything EBC does to help people make that transition from being able to see to living with vision loss. Bruce hopes that more people will hear about what EBC offers so they can learn to use new technologies before they need them. My dad and I support EBC, and we would like to see their services continue to grow in Napa, Bruce said. They help people in a very tangible way, with a very solution-oriented approach. We like that. Connect with Earl Baum Center on social media. You can like Earl Baum Center on Facebook, look for or search for Earl Baum Center, all one word, or go to www.earlbaum.org. And I'll go ahead and spell that for you now. www.earlbaum.org. The Earl Baum Center is located at 4539 Occidental Road, Santa Rosa, California, 95401. You can reach EBC by telephone by calling 707-523-3222. And that's a wrap for the holiday newsletter in 2019.